Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. They started with a pool of 500 attorneys on both sides of the highly publicized Trayvon Martin trial. We'll have to find six jurors. As ABC's Aaron Katursky in Sanford, Florida, tells us, that could be easier said than done.
Well, I picked up the paper this morning, and it can't be news, not to news. Scandals seem to be running rampant. What am I supposed to do?
You've got Democrats and Republicans.
Well, the government seems to be cheating.
Americans don't.
Well, the fair is the same. You're the only thing right there. In a wrong world. I can do everything possible to have a partner.
Does your agenda
is anti-free market, anti-private power.
Does your agenda is an attack on the individual?
I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, obstruct it, divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Good afternoon, everybody, here at Afternoon with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio, and at blogtalkradio.com/Tracy and Friends. We appreciate all of you guys that listen in and let us know that you're listening, especially when we're walking around out in public and doing something and you come up and ask us a question. Say that you listen. We really, really appreciate it because now we feel significant in the eyes of somebody. Somebody listens, and somebody is at least either getting it or they're raising, their dislikes for what we say. But it's okay. That's the whole thing. We need the dialogue because if we don't dialogue and we get in behind and put a foot in our government's behind, it's never going to work for us. It's going to work for big special interests. And you don't want that. You don't want big special interests. But right now I'm going to introduce my co-host today, Mr. Larry Long. He's hanging out with me today. And we're going to talk about some things that are going on in the news. And whatever you want to talk about, the number here is 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. That's our unlimited internet lines, and you can get on there and you can hang out with us. And we won't cut you off right after you get one comment in, because we kind of leave it open. But we invite you to call, especially today, as we have yet another bombshell hanging out there over the State Department. You know, I made a statement on my Facebook account that we were running back in January, that we were probably going to be seeing many, many, many months of this, and we are. But I don't want to bring so much attention to that if I'm saying this. This is not over. This is not over by any means. I don't care how many Elijah Cummings decide to come out and say, as far as I'm concerned, this thing is solved. Well, you don't want it to go any further, Mr. Cummings. And for good reason. It's your party, and you guys are thinking about next year as well. So, Larry, what you think, man? Say hey to the people.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm actually in the area, and I called Tracy. She said you'd be here, so I figured I'd swing in.
Amen.
You know, this portion of the NSA, this isn't something new. I mean, Obama didn't create this. I think two things. I mean, and this is just my humble opinion, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I believe this was leaked, and we're always trying to figure out where these leaks are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the administration leaked this out there because it's steering the debate away from the more important issues of the day.
Like the IRS?
Yeah, like the IRS.
And Benghazi.
And Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
The outrage on the left. I mean, think about it. You turn on any major news channel right now, this is what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to talk about Kermit out there in Philadelphia, which was a big issue. But this is they've latched on to this.
So you know there's something up.
There's something up. And here's the other thing, Jeff. They haven't, and I talk about the mainstream media. You can go all the way from, you know, MSNBC all the way through. Not a one of them have been the lead and broke any of these scandals. They've all been foreign countries, UK especially. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's always been in the other one. So why is this a big issue? And if there is some outrage on the left, and I know my libertarian friends are really outraged because they didn't like it during the Patriot Act and when Bush did it. But you remember this guy was supposed to change all this.
Absolutely.
He's going to stop all this. Most transparent government in the history. I mean, there was I'll have to dig it up, but the AP did a scathing article on the Obama administration from soup to nuts. And if you would have just read it, you'd have some of the people on the left there, or still those Obama bots that still defend the guy no matter what, just because he looks like them.
Yeah.
You would have thought that this article was wrote by Fox News or Glenn Beck or Rush or Hannity or Jeff Green or
you
know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
But this was coming from the AP.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let's go back and see what – I mean, there's always a – Obama's not stupid. He's stupid crazy. But he's not stupid, and the people surrounding him, why would this leak now? I mean, it's not – I mean, it's, first of all, I'm against that data collection like they're doing. I mean, think about and you got John Boehner.
Oh,
he's a GOP. He's called this guy a traitor, whistleblower.
Right, right.
So anytime that I see both parties like that, and like I said, there's a fine line between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Fine line.
Yeah, very, very fine line. And I'm talking about the established. I'm not talking like I kind of like Senator Rand Paul. I really like the freshman senator from Texas, Cruz.
Uh-huh.
Very solid guys. That I think that have great intentions. Rubio, I like Rubio. I'm not sure on this immigration bill, but if you see, I think Obama has taken some of the Clinton approach because, you know, if you remember back to Bill Clinton's time in office, Bill would throw out all kinds of stuff. You know, he was throwing all this stuff up against the wall with his main objective of getting this done. You know, last night, and it really didn't get a whole lot of play today, do you know Obama made it available for young girls as young as 17 to get over-the-counter the morning after.
Yeah, the morning after Plan B.
Yeah. So
look what they just did.
And what's being debated today in the House, in the Senate, actually the Senate, is this immigration bill that really nobody likes. Obama was just on the air and said he didn't like it. Cruz and Rubio, two guys you would think that would have a vested interest in an immigration bill, they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's taken the debate away from, the NSA. First of all, we said this 5 years ago when he was running against Hillary. He is no different. Actually, he's worse than Bush, because if you hate Bush, you've got to loathe Obama, because he's just taken Bush to a whole new level of what he did during his time in office. But this is not what that guy that campaigned in 2008 and again in 2012. And I'm just, I mean, we're getting what we get.
Well, you sure are getting what you get, and it's not over. You'll see more.
The UK Daily just promised us more.
Yeah, they just promised more. And so now, understand something. That this is not going to just go away, all these things. And when you find out they call starburst, but when the planes are somebody shoots a missile to the plane, and they release these so that the missile
that chafe. To divert the missile away.
Yeah, divert the missile. I can't think of the name of the actual name of it.
Yeah.
But that's what the Obama administration is doing.
In the submarine world, I was in the Navy. Those were countermeasures. Countermeasures.
That's a good one. Yeah. In the air, it's still a countermeasure.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to count it. So you can just say countermeasures.
But here's my thing, Jeff, with all this data. I mean, we're collecting this stuff, reams of it. Anything that you've said on Skype or you've left a voicemail for somebody, even the videos that you take on your phone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff's recorded. Who gets to see that, and who determines whether you're a bad guy, Jeff, or Larry's a bad guy, or our listener's a bad guy? And then here's the other thing. If we've collected all this data, I'm sure that those bombers in Boston, you know, and all that left some kind of electronic footprint. Why aren't we seeing it? But we will see all what I've seen is the way like a Boehner or something. What did they get Petraeus on? His emails.
Yeah, that's right.
What did they get? I mean, Wiener. You pull out any of these guys that they've done. What did they get? Where did they get caught?
That's the
electronic footprint.
That's right.
Well, why aren't we seeing anything on these two brothers?
I don't know.
Why aren't we seeing anything on the guy that's getting ready to go to trial that's going to defend himself, the so-called work violence?
They did. They know that he talked to
That's why we put a missile in his butt.
The blind shake, was it?
Yeah, that's why we put a missile in him.
Oh, Zawahiri. Yeah. One of them. Can't remember which one they got, but they got one of them.
Now, I will give you this. I have a great friend of mine that is in the intelligent gathering business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's up there. And he said, his comment to me was, Larry, you don't know how many 9/11s we've stopped since 9/11. He said, the problem is the terrorists only have to be right once. We got to be right all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So there is some, but who gets to make that decision? And I'm not comfortable with a secret court, especially when this president, my president, told me he was going to be open and transparent on everything.
Oh, wow.
You know, this immigration bill that they're debating, it was supposed to be up on the Internet, and everybody could read it for 72 hours before they would have a vote.
I'm sorry, my brother, but I have to say this. I don't see any transparency in this organization, except now that the covers are being pulled off of them, that they have to now deal with this. And, you know, I am really, really, I'm not with this, that's happening like that. You understand? I don't want the president to look like a fool in the sight of the world, but this is what's going on. He's looking just like a fool to a lot of people right now. And the thing is what are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can really do.
And think about this guy that there, was it Snowden his last name is, this guy that's over in Hong Kong somewhere right
mm-hmm.
now? That guy was making a lot of money, Jeff. I mean, he was living in Hawaii, so the cost of living up there, but he was making well over $200,000 a year, you know,
mm-hmm.
had a nice life. What would, you know, and everybody from I think it's consensus, have called this guy a traitor. But what would make you give up all of that?
Well, now, here, being honest, they are saying that he got fired on June 8th, and that's what made him do this, I guess, because he did things that were not right. Well, I want to see that. I don't want to see that this story just came up and this guy is just sour grapes. But the thing is, if he's sour grapes and you report that he was fired.
Unique, individualized.
Oh, we're at the break already without a countdown. We'll be right back.
On Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
A little bit of Michael Jackson for you on a Tuesday afternoon. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff and Larry in the air chair today, and we invite you to give us a call here at 330-781-9600 or at 1-347-945-5229. Waiting on Tracy to get back in here. We're supposed to have a guest come in at 1:30. And we may not have that guest today, but we'll just leave the lines open for all of you all so that we can talk about what's on your mind and talk about what's going on right now. And I want to ask those people that support this particular administration, is there any time that you will question this judgment we're seeing? Because I saw a solid 30 cents. I mean, 30% of people that still think that the government is watching out for them. Now, I don't know what 30 that would encompass, Larry. It beats me. I don't know. I would like to know who that 30% is because I... You know, a Bush administration was questionable to me in a lot of things, and I was one of those that disagreed with the Homeland Security to the point of which they were doing. Now, there was people are saying, where's all this outrage when Bush was doing it? I said, I was outraging. I said, I wasn't on Facebook then, but I was doing, you know.
Oh, we both were.
Yeah.
I wrote letters to the editor.
Exactly.
Against Bush.
Exactly. See, so the thing is we're not believers in that. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that be honest intellectually, be honest politically. What do you think is going on? I have a ton of liberal friends out there. Please tell me, because I want to know what you think. Now, it doesn't matter. You know, whether you tell me you think this is all fake, this, that, another. Because ultimately, when you have plant stories, a lot of them are going to be fake. But I made a statement last week about Hillary Clinton, and I said to you, Barack Obama's going to do something to kill Hillary Clinton before she runs for president. He's not going to let her go. Now, here comes this story today. This is 1 week later now. 1 week later. And somebody said, well, why you say that? I said, because they hate each other.
Yeah, there's no love lost there.
No. Remember, and remember this, especially black community, remember these remarks. Well, Bill Clinton said that maybe a few years ago he'd have been carrying our water.
He would have been, you know,
He said that
to Ted Kennedy.
He said it to Kennedy.
When he was trying to lobby Kennedy to throw his support behind Hillary. Versus Obama.
That's right.
Exactly what he said. It was said by numerous people that Come on now, Ted. You know that a couple years ago, this guy would have been carrying our luggage.
He wouldn't carry our luggage.
That's exactly.
He said three things. He said it would have been getting us coffee. Okay, now, all of these remarks, I'm wondering, all you can't wait to vote for Hillary voters, please tell me that you still support after you know what kind of person this is. Now, if it's true that these allegations that they covered up and thwarted investigations into this guy that was supposed to have not only consorted with prostitutes. Now, he denied it on TV today. He totally denied that anything like that happened. So I have to go on the premise in America that he's innocent till proven guilty. But if he's proven guilty and these things come out, Hillary is done for the presidency, one, because she would have covered up a pedophile. Now, that's the worst of the worst of immorality to me. Okay?
When you got to remember, Bill is not going to let that happen. Bill wants back into the 1600, I think more so than Hillary. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but you know, right,
I would stay tuned on some of this stuff that's coming out because
I will too. But you know, he's already said these things, and we never get him to buy us coffee anymore. He said this stuff, y'all. I mean, Bill Clinton said this in the heat of the election. Tell me why you still go for this. 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229. Talk to me. Call us online if you want to get in. Make sure you just hit your one button and we'll know that you want to get in the queue and talk. But here, please, all I'm saying is I don't think that President Obama is going to leave office. I do think that Mr. Holder should be fired immediately. He has been totally unethical in from Fast and Furious on. Okay? Totally unethical. Why in the world do you trust him?
You know, I'm surprised Holder hasn't gotten that memo yet. To begin with, you would think that he would have been the first one head on the block, and they sit back and see if that was going to be enough to satisfy the public. But the longer you hold out and not let Holder go, you know what I mean? And then here's the other thing: what does Holder have that if you say this is a disgruntled employee that got fired from his contracting job with the NSA? And now he's divulging all these secrets. What's Holder know that they're afraid of letting him go? I mean, because let's be honest here. Holder gets fired or resigns. He somewhere in academia, they're going to pick him up at probably 10 times the salary he's making now. So it's not money.
No, it's not money.
It's power.
It's power.
It's power. So
as soon as he gets done with some things that he wants to put in place, what do you want to put in place, Mr. Holder? What is it that you want to put in place that it takes only you to do?
You know, a good leader, and most good leaders that I've known and in the business and in politics, they'll tell you they are not the smartest guy, but what they have done is been able to surround themselves with people that knew more than they did,
mm-hmm.
and let them do their job. But if you're a egomaniac. I've heard people call the president narcissistic.
I call him a sociopath.
Yeah. Then you don't do that,
mm-hmm.
and you surround yourself with people. And this was one of the GW's faults. You know, he surrounded himself with the neocons, and you know, you saw how that turned out. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Right.
So that's one of the things I liked about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, you know, his personal failings. And again, they didn't. I wasn't married to Bill, so that was him and Hillary.
That's right. That's their business.
That was their business. So
yeah.
She was cool with it. I was all right with it too. You
but
know what
remember,
I mean?
She came out and said this vast white right-wing conspiracy to get, you know, to mess with my husband. And she lied. She knew it wasn't that. She knew that Bill, you know, wasn't keeping it zipped, okay? And well, he kept it local, but he didn't keep it locked, okay? And so, you know, when you're talking about that, you know, what do you think is going through their minds now? Now, they're the best cover-uppers in the world now. They cover better than Glidden Pate.
You talk about him. Oh yeah, that man can't talk.
they cover stuff better than Glidden Paint, y'all. And I'm telling you that what you're dealing with here is you're going to see some real fireworks here in the next couple weeks, because if President Obama throws Hillary under the bus on this, that's going to be hell to pay.
I worry that on our side, my side, and I relate with the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would vote for a Democrat, fiscally conservative Democrats, but I think that's gone the way of the dodo bird. There ain't that many of them.
I agree.
That being said, though, I see backroom deals. I mean, what's the biggest bugaboo out there from everybody? I mean, since its passage, it hasn't had a majority support, and that's the Obamacare.
Obamacare
already,
America, 60-something percent against it.
Already Democrats, some of them even that wrote the bill, are warning that it's going to be a train wreck. And so I see some horse trading going on back doors, which, again, this is supposed to be a transparent administration. You know what I mean? It's one of them ones, okay, you back off here, but – all right, then this one here is dead in the water. But here's another one, Jeff, that is going through right now,
mm-hmm.
and that nobody really knows about, because we're worried about this NSA and we're worried about the George Zimmerman trial and what's going on down with it.
Right.
Is the EPA is getting ready to rule on the greenhouse emissions. Basically, if you remember back in 08 when he was running, he made the comment that, yes, you could open a new coal-fired plant,
But
it would bankrupt you.
Exactly.
And then there was, you know, it came out the other day that somebody, did you hear that comment? There was the president was out in California, was at a private fundraiser, and he said, we won't bankrupt all businesses. You know, But I mean, if this EPA, and basically it comes out to they're putting a cap on the emissions of CO2, and I mean, you can see the effects of global warming outside today.
It's burning up.
It will basically eliminate any new coal-fired electric plants.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in certain states like Ohio, PA,
West Virginia
for sure,
mm-hmm.
and others, that is a death sentence for the coal industry. You know what I mean? Now, you can go back and you can look at all this abundant natural gas that we're producing now here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
and it is cheaper, or not cheaper, but it is less harmful to the environment to burn that natural gas, but it costs a lot of money to retrofit the coal-fired plants to go over to burn natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then you have to fight the green guys on that as far as the fracking that's going on now.
I hear that they went crazy out in California and had a demonstration against the EPA, saying that they didn't do it, they weren't doing enough. Now, I'm telling you, we have the highest standard of clean air, clean water of anybody in the world.
In the industrialized
world. And, yeah, except for some place that doesn't have any industry.
Yeah.
Okay, then they're a little cleaner, okay? But that's it, you know. That's what we have going on. So, but now people are talking about where are the jobs at? Well, the EPA is killing jobs and killing potential business. And what you are doing is by shutting up is allowing them to do it without saying anything. South, you got a minute before we go to break and pay some bills, man.
Well, the EPA is they're getting ready to do some things, but the American public are not going to accept them. I don't think they will, because when you start hurting jobs or taking jobs away that don't need to be taken away, it's going to be heard. And you start talking about Nobody cares about what happens up in the hills of West Virginia. Somebody cares, especially when them old boys start making noise.
3 million jobs less than when he took over, I believe it is, that we're short.
And just like anything else with a good liberal, when the numbers don't match what you've sold to public,
mm-hmm.
you change how you report the numbers. You know what I mean? They've starting here in July, they're going to start, you'll see a big increase in GDP. And the only reason, it's not like businesses are hiring and they're selling everything. They're changing how they determine GDP.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, with the R&D requirements and different stuff before, that wasn't counted in GDP. That was a cost of doing business if you spent money in research and development.
Absolutely.
But now it's going to be counted.
But we're about to take a short pause for the calls right now. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air, with Larry, and we are talking to you. Give us a call here at 330-781-9600. Be right back.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Youngstown police sergeant is accused of trying to solicit sex from a 14-year-old rape victim. 40-year-old Robert Lodwick is on unpaid leave while an investigation continues. Lodwick is accused of online solicitation and possessing photos of the naked girl. Authorities said he started having improper contact with the girl after being assigned to investigate the girl's rape case. Police in Campbell believe a 12-year-old girl may have lied when she accused her mother's boyfriend of making sexual advances toward her. The girl's story touched off an hour-long manhunt at one point. Officials are considering charges against the girl, but such charges are not usually filed against youngsters under 13. And a Wednesday arraignment is scheduled for a Cleveland man charged with holding three women captive in his home for a decade and raping them. Ariel Castro faces more than 300 charges. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
There, I fixed it.
What is that?
It's our new entertainment center.
It's 2x4s and cinder blocks.
I'm going to post a picture. Go stand by it.
These DVDs are really wedged in here.
No, don't touch it.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture Showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
Spring is the time of renewal when the world blooms again. Just as spring rains and warm sunshine renew the earth, the physical rehabilitation programs at Crandall Medical Center can help to renew body and spirit. If you've had recent joint replacement surgery or fracture, the rehabilitation specialists at Crandall Medical Center put a spring in your step again. The physical and occupational therapists at Crandall Medical Center can help you renew vitality and regain strength, help you to bloom again. Call us at 330-938-6126 or visit our website at CrandallMedicalCenter.com for more information about orthopedic rehabilitation. Call 330-938-6126. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring, a good place to get better.
At Early & Sons Relocation, we know about the heart and soul of a home. Early & Sons Relocation specializes in coordinating life's changes. For your basic needs, rely on Early & Sons Relocation. For downsizing, organizing, relocation services, lawn care, handyman services, or age-in-place plans for your current home, call Early & Sons Relocation for your free consultation to make your transition as stress-free as possible. Early & Sons Relocation Moving Coordinators, 330-501-7004 or earleyandsons.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Larry, it's us in the air chair today, man.
All right.
Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, and we have a local call on the eye on WSOM 600 AM on the radio dial. Local call, you're in there.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jeff, number one, I wanted to find out, do the guy from Philadelphia still call?
Every night he does, yes.
Yeah, the guy from Alabama, the guy from Michigan.
Yes, yes,
you know,
Steve.
All your old buddies, I don't hear Stanley anymore.
Well.
Some of your old buddies on the internet, I don't. And, of course, the number one person, D-Vi. Maybe you could. Why is it that Diva doesn't call in?
Steve, I have no idea. That's on her. That's her business. And I don't want to talk about Diva. This is not her show, and I'm not interested in Diva. So let's talk about what we're talking about, or call me later.
So, Jeff, what I wanted to talk to you about is this guy supposed to had information. You know, that he gave out secret information stating that our government has had information on us, I mean, on the American people.
Okay.
You know, like they could, you know, listen in on our, you know, our phone calls, or they know practically everything we're doing. And myself, I believe that the government probably has a lot of information on me, and they probably know maybe everything, you know if I have a skeleton in the closet, know everything I'm doing in my life.
Okay. You think that's right?
Well, I mean, no, I don't. I mean, in some ways, if I'm doing something that I have no business doing, then maybe, you know,
but
if the government decide to want to do an investigation on me, but no, it's not. In some ways, it's not right, because then that is it wouldn't be right if a person is a person who's a decent person, an honest, law-abiding citizen. Well, it wouldn't be right.
Yeah, but look,
because now
look,
you're going against the Constitution, and what he's doing, I don't paint him out to be an enemy. I think that he's an enemy because he told us that our government is, you know, looking in on things that, you know, that, and it has something to do with the Homeland Security, and, you know, it really goes back even further than that, because we go back to the time of the FBI and J.W. Hoover. He did wiretappings on the civil rights, people such as Martin Luther King and many others.
Do you see the little line there? Who did it in the 60s?
J.W. or the FBI.
Yeah, but what administration gave him permission to do it?
The Democratic Party.
The Kennedy administration. So this, you know, now, up
well,
under,
I mean,
I'm not saying the Republicans, hey.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying Republicans don't do it, because I don't know. They could, but we hadn't hear about it if Republicans were doing it. And when Bush went, he was wiretapping only foreign conversations.
Yeah, if you called here, if I picked up my cell phone and called Yemen, for instance,
right,
then that would raise a red flag. But if I'm calling Jeff's cell phone, they weren't picking that up, but
right.
They are now.
Yeah, they know he talked to me, and he may be a good friend of mine, and he may be on a nut somewhere. And they come arrest me because he's doing something someplace else, and he might have blown up something or attacked.
Did you ever stop and think that also that they could be even investigating on criminal behavior? And then even we have our surveillance cameras too.
If they're investigating criminal behavior, the government be shut down tomorrow.
Remember back in 1996 with that movie, The Will Smith, this other guy that played with him. He was a real hot king. He played in the movie, he played in that cowboy with Clint Eastwood, Unforgiving or something like that. And he was also in the movie with Bonnie and Clyde. I can remember him back when I was a younger guy. I'm trying to think of who he is. He's a well-known actor. Plus, he he kept on saying that the government, because of the satellites in the space, they already had information for people, so to speak. And then it goes all the way back to George Orwell. And remember that song was talking about, I don't know, it feels like someone is watching me. Play that song, yeah.
Well, you know, I hear you, Steve. Thanks for that. But, you know, the bottom line is this, Steve. Here
what
it is.
Saying is, can we really trust our government?
No. That's why you have a Second Amendment right to bear arms. Because
well,
your government has
your right is being violated against in some ways. Because if they have, this is what this guy is trying to tell us. And that's why he feels his life in danger. That's why he escaped from the United States and went over to
Hong Kong.
Yeah. Hong Kong.
Go ahead, Sal.
What you got is, when you've got a news media that's complicit. Now, I'm just watching CBS News this morning.
Anyway, Jeff.
Whatever her name
okay,
is.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
What her name, the lady that's on with Charlie Rose, okay? She made the comment, she was reporting that 54%, she prefaces by saying not all Americans are against the wiretapping, or against the invasion, or listening in. And then she prefaced and said something else again really quick, that I'm sorry about that. She said that it's okay for terrorism, but she said a whole bunch of stuff before that, and I'm like, she said that just to make it seem like all these Americans are saying it's okay to, you know, wiretap, and I hate when the news media does that.
Well, here's the thing that I just kills me is people going to trust them to do this when they can't even play by the rules. And again, like I pulled it up there while we were on break, Jeff, on the GDP that I was talking
uh-huh.
about.
Mm-hmm.
In July, our GDP is going to see a 3% bump.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to tell you on the news that the GDP grew by 3% here in the United States because we changed the numbers. All you're going to get is, hey, the economy's doing good. The GDP grew by 3%. When they didn't tell you is that they changed how GDP. Now, this has been decades GDP has been figured this way, and they're changing it. And what they're going to include, Jeff, is any creative works, which be movies, television, books, theater, any money there, or money that's spent on R&D. And I was telling you during the break, money that's spent in R&D has always been considered a cost of doing business.
That's right.
You know?
That's
and,
right.
And so, again, instead of telling the truth, because like a private businessman, if you're in business for yourself, you're making widgets,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to lie to yourself
Mm-mm.
to make things look good. You're going to tell the truth, because if you keep lying to yourself, you're going to go bankrupt. But so we're going to trust them to listen to you and I's call and determine that this is okay. Then we're not going to follow up with Jeff and Larry.
Here's the thing.
But we can't even trust them to play by the rules as
no,
they are.
No, because they haven't been playing by the rules. When you have the IRS investigating conservatives at the election time, and then you don't consider that disenfranchising the vote, you don't consider that at all like that, I think that that's what it is.
But now these guys are going to be the ones policing the Obamacare.
Oh, absolutely.
Not only that, Jeff, think about this. They lied on the Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
They put it off on some video on YouTube that nobody had seen it
nobody.
Up until that point.
Nobody.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's in jail now. Do you know what? He's not in jail for the video. Do you know why he's in jail? IRS violation.
Oh.
It was an IRS violation.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it's sort of like this NSA tapping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, I list ticked off all the people that's been busted for being, you know, that's the way of doing things. You destroy the guy that's creating problems for you. You know what I mean? That's
right.
why they're having a hard time right now destroying this whistleblower.
Right.
The guy was making a bunch of money. He's not owing anybody anything. He's got a good-looking girlfriend. I haven't seen her yet, but everybody's been talking about how fine she is. why did he do this? So they can't tear him up, you know, with any personal flaws. And like you said, we're guilty of the same thing. We were going after Whitewater. Couldn't find anything on Whitewater because, like you said, everybody got disappeared. But we caught him in a lie about an indiscretion that he had with a intern.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because that's really why Bill Clinton got impeached, not for Whitewater or anything like that. He lied to the grand jury.
Right.
Period.
Because they covered up Whitewater.
Yeah, they covered up Whitewater. But that's what the investigation, you go back to Ken Starr. Everybody doesn't, you ask them what Ken Starr was looking at, and they're going to tell you, most people, most uninformed people, are going to tell you that they was investigating Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
Right.
Which is false.
Right.
They were Ken Starr was brought on to investigate the Whitewater deals. And in the process, they knew he lied.
Right.
They asked him the question, and then the guy comes on, shakes his finger, tells us he didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
Right.
Then he comes out and said, well, he did, but defined the definition of sexual relations.
Yeah. Because the one that they caught him on was oral, you know.
Yeah.
And
think about this. We impeached Nixon, impeached him, and he was going to get convicted in the Senate, so he resigned.
Right.
For what? Wiretapping?
Right.
One place, the Democratic headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
But we're okay with wiretapping the whole country.
Republicans aren't allowed to do anything wrong, but the Democrats can do whatever they want to do. And that's what they have been able to create. And this is really not Republican-Democrat. It's progressives. It's plain progressives. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the party thing right now because, you know, of course, you know, we have a few on our side that I'm not real happy about. And it is a fact that I think we talked about this the last time you were here, that Mr. Soros put in the Chris Christie's campaign.
Oh.
And I'm up there
progressive
saying,
money been flying into Christie since him and Obama have their man crush on each other.
Yeah. What do you call it? A bromance.
Bromance.
I I was telling people, well, that's your GOP. I said, I don't own the GOP, first of all. If I owned it, it would be conservative. Okay? If I owned it, we would stand for principles or we'd have the smallest party in the country, period, because I believe that we need to have standards. Didn't say that everybody was going to follow them to a T, and I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for everybody that doesn't believe in Christianity to be holy. I'm not looking for that at all. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody sins. Everybody does something wrong. But you cannot sell your country out for gain. You can't sell out the people after they put you in office and trusted you to do good things for them.
But he ain't did nothing.
He's done nothing at all
for our community, Jeff. I'm just going to be honest.
No, you're absolutely right. You know and I know it, but we'll see whether anybody else figures it out because I don't think they will. And I'm sorry that they won't, you know. We'll be going to top of the hour news here in a couple seconds, so we'll get interrupted here in just a minute. But, you know, no, he has it. And I told somebody that this morning. I said the people that mostly were excited to vote for him are the ones that are suffering the most, and that's the black community. And I don't understand how it is that they still see that they think that this is a positive thing that's going on here. I just don't see it, Larry. And it hurts me. It really does hurt me. Because, you know, when black unemployment is double digit, it's terrible. No. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be back after the top of the hour news.
You've been listening
Jeff
to
and Larry.
With Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albanger. The Senate takes two test votes today on a bipartisan immigration reform bill. It creates a path to citizenship for many of the 11 million people who are living in the U.S. legally. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says it's missing something important, though.
I refuse to accept the idea that the most powerful country on earth, the nation that put a man on the moon, is incapable of securing its own border.
And President Obama says the bill may not be perfect, but it is a big step in the right direction. Still no sign of Edward Snowden, the American security contractor accused of leaking government secrets.
Officials with the Justice Department say they are moving quickly to file criminal charges. This as the journalist who first reported about Snowden's surveillance leaks says he plans to reveal more.
We have more documents that we have that we intend to make public.
The 29-year-old defense contractor was fired Monday after he revealed he was the whistleblower behind the massive intelligence leak. Tuesday, his former employer revealed Snowden made more than $120,000 a year, nearly half the salary amount he claimed in his blockbuster interview. Akiko Fujita, ABC News, Hong Kong.
It's day two of jury selection in the trial of George Zimmerman, who is accused of murdering unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. A lot of questions today concern race.
Seating an unbiased jury to hear an emotional case is a tall order. Add the extra security, the protest pen, the reporters, and this woman identified as potential juror B-51 told the prosecutor she found it all rather intimidating.
You're concerned about all the press, TV coverage, cameras outside the courthouse.
It was pretty daunting.
Among the handful of potential jurors questioned here so far, a black man who said members of his community have made too much of the racial issues in this case.
No.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Sanford, Florida.
Apple giving the iPhone a facelift to compete with some up-and-coming Android phones. This is ABC News.
This is the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. What steps did you take?
Well, the first thing I did in my particular case was to report it to the management of the company. I went to them directly. And then when they failed to act, I contacted the BSA, went to their website, reviewed everything, and then made a confidential report.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle, and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
South African President Nelson Mandela is still in the hospital. Today, school children sang outside his home in Johannesburg, wishing him well and a speedy recovery. ABC's Brandy Hitt has an update from Pretoria.
South African state police have stepped up security at the hospital, where Nelson Mandela is receiving intensive care for a recurring lung infection. President Jacob Zuma met with doctors treating Mandela Monday night, and after 4 days in the hospital, he says the 94-year-old civil rights leader remains in serious but stable condition. Doctors are also limiting the number of visitors because they don't want Mandela exposed to infection. Brandy Hitt, ABC News, Pretoria, South Africa.
The Army may be locking people out of their parking garages in Georgia. A new radio system at a Georgia Army base is frustrating hundreds of homeowners in the Augusta area. Confusion began last week when Fort Gordon upgraded its land mobile radios to the same frequency used in automatic garage door remotes. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Did you know diabetes?
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right, tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies radio show, Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 600 WSOM.
America's best talk. This is News Talk 600.
Well, why don't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Provocative, passionate, award-winning. It's the Valley's new home for Sean Hannity, right here on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Tuesday afternoon, and it's 8 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. Afternoon on WSOM 600 AM with Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're talking to you about what's on your mind and what's on our mind. And Jeff and Larry in the air chair today. And we're talking about the recent scandal that just came up and, you know, and the related matters. And we've come to some conclusions, but, you know, we're going to, before we conclude our conclusions again, we're going to talk to a caller online. 267, you're in the air. Talk to us.
Yeah, I wanted to say I believe this story with this person as a technician giving out this information, I believe this is a planted story by the CIA, because the government could easily shut the story down before it even went to air. As soon as he went to someone who was at CNN, if the government didn't want the story to be aired, the government probably could have called someone at CNN to not air the story, and they would base their reasons on the fact that it was a matter of like some type of national security that the story not be aired. But I think the real threat is the fact that the RFID chip is about to be put into some type of a way in which they're going to start to implement this chip and place it in the bodies of people. If they place the RFID chip in people, they will be able to track people almost everywhere. And the government has been talking about trying to put all of the medical records on some type of computerized form. And the best way to do it is to place the medical records on these RFID chips, then place these chips up under the skin of the individual. And that's the best way to track individuals. And these chips are about to be put into some type of a production mode.
Philly, hold on. No, they're not getting ready to get put in the production mode. They are made already. The Obama administration in 2009, right before the passage of the health care bill, pushed the company to get the chip ready for distribution that fall. Well, that's when the chip was in the first bill. They accomplished their goal, so those chips are made already. Now, what I understand is that they're intending to put the chip in the medical card at first for those who are conscientious objectors, like would be a me, because I believe in the Bible, and whether I'm right about what the mark of the beast is or not, he said that they'll put a mark in your hand or in your forehead that will allow you to be able to sell and to
trade
yeah. yeah, and all. But if you didn't have that mark, you weren't included in the system. Well, I'm one of those that would not be included in the system because I'm not taking any chip in my body knowingly. So the situation is that they're ready to go. But you go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say is that there are algorithms that the NSA has. They have a series of types of computers which are almost like supercomputers that are out in the state of Utah. These computers have servers that are never turned off. And these servers stay on all the time. And they have computer programmers that have programs that will identify key words in a cell phone conversation. So if somebody's having a conversation on the cell phone and they start to hear words like bomb and like other words like terrorist over and over again.
Hey, we're on the air, man.
Record the conversation.
Philly, hold on. I'll let you finish, but check it out. Don't say them things while we're here, man. They might send a drone and strike the station, man.
Wait till after three when I'm out.
Yeah, well, when we're both out.
Hey, Philly, they've had some of those those keywords. That stuff's been in place for years. But you did mention something, and Jeff, it kind of clicked because we had talked about this back when it looked like Hillary was going to be the State Department where they were going to throw underneath the bus, and the State Department was blaming all the bad intel on the CIA. And remember, we said the CIA, they know how to get back at you. So there may be some truth. Maybe it wasn't the administration that popped this out, and this was the CIA going ahead and saying, okay, giving the bird to the administration on that. This guy, you would think that's a cushy job. He's got high-level clearance. He's got a good-looking girlfriend. He's living in Hawaii. I don't know where else in the United States that you could want to live that would be nice. And you're making $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
So, he may be on. They said
the company said $120,000 he was making.
Well, that's.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe
that.
You
can't live in Hawaii on $120,000.
Yeah, but, me and Philly, I'm gonna mark this day down, Philly, because you and I don't agree on a lot of things, but you have piqued my interest on that.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Okay.
I'm with you on that as well. But watch this. At the security clearance he had, there's a lot of people that are saying, how did he get that security clearance anyway? Listen, I had not a sensitive like that clearance when I was in the Air Force, but I had a very high-level clearance because we were working trying to develop drug abuse systems that you could use in the field. So you could you could detect somebody that was high on drugs. And because these were nuke bases and they had a nuclear armament and all of this other stuff that they could launch from different, not just silos, but off of planes, et cetera, et cetera. So they sent us to all these bases. I was privy to a lot of things that were going on that nobody else really knew. So, I had a limited clearance, but it was much more than a lot of other people had.
Well, there was a number floated out, I think it was yesterday on Drudge, where they were talking about there's 1.2 million people
that have
secret or, top secret security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there's stuff that goes above that top secret, and but that's a lot of people that get in a lot of information.
I want to ask the question though of everybody: is anybody ready to give up their guns now?
I know Sticks is listening. I'm sure he ain't.
Sticks!
He probably out there going and making his own bullets.
He probably is.
Yeah, I guarantee it. He can't go buy them.
Jeff.
Go ahead.
Jeff, one of the jobs that I had when I was in the Marine Corps was conducting background investigations on folks. And trust me, they want to know where you live, how long you lived there. They want to know every place that you lived, who your acquaintances were, what school you went to, who your friends were. And trust me, an FBA agent will go out and verify this information.
Right.
I remember when I went in 82, my granddad telling me that some guy came here asking about you. He had a badge that said he was with the FBI. You know, he wanted to know what I did.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But they'll do it. But Jeff, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news today, but there was every parent that has a daughter has been slapped in the face because now your daughter of any age can go buy the day after pill, the morning after pill, without a prescription, without a parent's consent, or without a parent's permission.
Don't you find that ironic? That same child in the city of New York can't buy a Big Gulp.
There you go.
Yeah,
but they can go. But that same child can go get a morning after pill at any pharmacy in the city of New York.
But they can't
get a Big Gulp.
School nurse can't give them an aspirin.
An aspirin
without
right.
the consent of the parent. So my kid, who is a minor in every other aspect, and go get the morning after pill. I wonder if they're going to ask them, this minor child, what do you need the pill for? Because last time I checked, the age of consent was more than 10 years old. And if this child is having sex, I want to find out who the young man is because I want to charge him with statutory rape. That would be my thing.
Well, that child's not your child. Didn't you hear that that woman the other day? She come on there and said that child belongs to the whole community.
To the state.
Yeah, that's what that woman said.
Well, the state need to come and pick him up and take him with them.
Well, they definitely
Cardi Harris girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she said that child does not belong to the parent. That child belongs to the community, to the state.
Right.
I mean. It's I don't know. There's a big thing going on in Ohio right now. My son was fortunate enough to be selected to Buckeye Boy State, Jeff, and that's what really got my interest in politics. Was way back when I was 17, it was 1985, in Bowling Green, and got to meet the governor at that time, Dick Celeste. Got to set up on stage when Casper Weinberger, so it kind of. Got me, but they set up a mock government. You actually hands on. They bring in like he lost his election. Actually, he was running for county sheriff, lost that election, was named police chief of his actual city. But tomorrow he's sitting with the police chief from Bowling Green for an hour and going over different stuff with him, what he does.
Right.
And so and even Governor Kasich will be in there. I don't know who they bring in for their headliner this year, but it's normally a national figure. But you get involved and you start understanding government because I believe once you understand what's going on, the stuff that's going on today, you won't tolerate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to, and Tracy's a big one on, Tracy and I are both former school board members.
Sure.
It's all about education. But,
absolutely.
But there's only 1,200 students there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should be a lot more, but you just can't afford it and do it at that level. But you hope that those 1,200 come back and that filters out amongst the others, but it doesn't happen.
Why aren't we doing something like, and when you talk about education, I don't think that the government has a vested interest in educating all of our children.
They don't want to.
No. And I don't, my reason for saying this is this. We know that there's models that work for everybody. African American children on bases, military school, military bases, excel. In fact, they a lot of times, most of the time, outscore their white counterparts. Okay, why is that when there's discipline involved, but yet we've had, in the United States, we've had discipline removed from the classroom? And that's why your Catholic schools, Christian
private,
schools,
private, yep.
Private schools do infinitely better, and your suburban schools do infinitely
better. Because the government wants to place the onus and responsibility of education upon the parents, and they ultimately want to go to a system in which you have to pay something to have your children to go through the educational process. So the parents are going to have to invest the money into it. And so
first
you just
of all,
can't
the education
go
of
the
your child,
there's
a lot of people that believe, and shame on us, because the first teacher of that child is the parents. Who taught you to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, Jeff? You know, who
right.
taught you? You know, that's your parents, your first teacher. But a lot of times as parents, some of us, not all, but some of us think that we can just send them off to school and it's taken care of. No, you have to trust but verify, you know what I mean? And that's why, and as a school board member, it was sad to me because I'd go to school board meetings and there'd be nobody there,
right.
No parents. You'd have the teachers, the principals, and the superintendent and the treasurer, hardly any parents unless something was bad going on, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'd talk to teachers, and they would tell me that I hand wrote, and God bless him, he passed away of a massive heart attack 2 years ago. A good friend of mine, he was a little older than I, but Mark Casaro, he told me he hand wrote 16 letters to students of his that were failing at the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
And then told me that not a one of those parents bothered to show up. He said the parents that showed up, he didn't need to talk to their parents. Their kids were getting A's. You know what I mean?
Check that out.
So, again, I say trust in that public education, but you also have to verify. And if they're not getting it done, then you make sure that you know, because what is it, Jeff? The squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
That's right.
So if you're not satisfied, then you have to take that time out to go to that school board
meeting. And we're out of here. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce. to fool a couple of. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of. If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Listen Sundays at 8 a.m. for the Heritage Baptist Church Weekly Bible Program on News Talk 600 WSOM. Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision, State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies, if we just had more. Paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
I guess not. It ain't going to work for me. So I'll leave it alone. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff and Larry, sitting here in the air chair hanging out with you guys today. Numbers here are 330-781-9600 and 1-347-945-5229 on our unlimited lines. You call in and hang out with us and give us a view of what's on your mind. We want to keep the dialogue going. We want to keep people informed enough to make some decisions. Whether you agree with me or not is fine, but that's okay because I don't need you to agree with me. I just need you to start thinking and quit letting people that you vote for get away with murder. Sometimes they're murdering your community. I can't really understand why you allow your schools to not teach, have a boy 17, girl 17, 18, not learn a doggone thing before they get out, and yet they still pass their grade. They can't even get a job because they can't read instructions. Then you wonder why they get put in jail. You wonder why they are in poverty and they're dependent upon a welfare system. It's not necessarily all of their fault. It's the people, mothers and fathers, and the system. It's both, because the mothers and fathers are dysfunctional in many cases.
Bill Cosby just came out again a couple days ago.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. I mean, you remember when he first, it's not like Bill's been, just did this the last couple of years. This was about a decade ago Bill did that was ripped by some of our so-called leaders in our community.
And you know, the crazy thing about it is most people don't realize that Bill Cosby has a doctorate in education.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bill's not just some guy that did well in comedy and on a TV sitcom. Bill's a very, very smart individual. If you've ever gotten a chance, there's two guys that I would pay money to go see and sit there and listen to them forever. One's Bill Cosby and the other's Lou Holtz. Two guys that, and Lou Holtz, everybody looks at him as like, he's a football coach.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to Lou Holtz speak, And I'm kind of partial to Lou because he's from my hometown. But you go listen to him speak. I don't care what you do, whether you're a garbage collector or, you run your own business. You want to do it the best you could. That's why he was successful.
Right.
He probably shorted himself and could have made a heck of a lot more money in the private sector leading some company. But those two guys, you listen to what they say, and they're just real. And they're not something special that they did it. I mean, Lou speaks with a lisp. He's a little short guy, And Bill Cosby, you know, what is he, in his late 70s, early 80s right now? But, I mean, man, you listen to those guys speak, and all they do is tell the truth.
Bill sounds like he's got a mouth full of pudding.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I mean. They're not the most the prettiest guys or the most eloquent, but if you listen to what they say, I mean, they're just telling the truth. And sometimes, like I said, especially in our community, Jeff, we don't want to hear the truth.
Right, right.
We're just so happy we got a president that looked like us.
In the case of Bill Cosby, he was reared in the public housing projects of Philadelphia. So he didn't even have that, he didn't have that silver spoon type background growing up.
Yeah, he didn't have that silver spoon. Exactly. Yeah,
right.
And another guy who's the doctor from Johns Hopkins that's been getting a lot of ink there, Jeff.
Ben Carson.
Yeah, Dr. Ben Carson. Same way. He grew up in the hood in Detroit.
Right.
Dirt poor.
You know, but guess what? You know, his mom was a single mom. Dad was nowhere around. And she put restrictions on what they could watch on TV. And this woman was a functionally illiterate. She didn't even graduate the middle school.
Right.
You know what I mean? And made her two boys report, read these books and do a report to her. And you know, he made fun of it today because he would have to read to her this book report, and she couldn't read it herself.
Right.
But that's where I'm saying that it's not just the public education. If the kids get the same thing from mom and dad about you got to get in them books. You can't be on Xbox. You can't be doing
that. The problem that African Americans have, they want their children to get fast money. That's the reason why they push basketball and football on their children. Because very young.
There's a player, he played at Ohio State for 2 years. He's with the Boston Celtics right now. His daddy was the head basketball coach at Columbus Northland. And he set his son down because he wasn't getting it done in the classroom, and
right.
It cost him a state championship. But what kind of message does that send to Sullinger, the boy, Jared? Well, dad ain't playing around. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so what we need is more. I think his name is Satch Sullinger. He's a legendary coach down there in the high school coaching ranks. But we need more of that. And really, like, I'm not trying to convince anybody to vote for one reason. I'm more here, Jeff, to let other people know that there's other people that ain't happy with the current situation as it is. And so when I listen to some, you know, there was I voted for GW, but there was a lot of stuff I didn't like. And so when somebody said something bad about him, I didn't take offense to it because I didn't take it as a personal attack. I was like, you know what, they're right, you know, and one of the biggest ones was when 9/11 happened and they pushed through the Patriot Act. There was a lot of people, right and left, that really was like, hey, you don't want to do this. This is opening up stuff that you really don't want to be happening. And all I'm saying is if you really disliked George W. and the way he ran the country, then you cannot be happy with Barack Obama either because, he did he just took it to a whole new level. Like the Obama phones that everybody made a thing about. That was a GW policy. However, GW was on landlines. When Obama took office, he opened it up and expanded it to the cell phones, making that guy down in, I think it's Mexico, made him jump gates on the list. But, I mean, so these are policies that, like I said, I can't understand it when I'm talking to somebody rationally, get it through my head. Okay, you hate GW because that's what happens now. Everybody keeps saying, well, George W. did what Obama's doing. Well, yeah, but you hated GW, then why are you supporting this guy? Because all he did is took it to another level.
Many of these policies are beyond the presidency. I mean, these policies are part of the New World Order.
Yes and no. I mean, but right now they're still under the purview of the president.
New World Order agenda.
Yes, but right now they're still under the purview
of government.
But right now they're still under the purview of the president and of our government. And the thing is I'm really concerned about this one, and it's because I don't see why we're allowing this to happen, and we're just sitting mousily back and just hanging out. This ain't right. This is not right. And the way that they're doing it, yeah, but the personal people, they're going against the people. This government is supposed to be of, for, and by the people. Now you got a president in there telling you that he thinks that the Constitution is a troubled document fraught with inconsistencies. And he's in charge of it now to defend it, and he doesn't defend it. Why is it the military taking this thing seriously? Okay,
well,
do they think they got it under control?
It's because they're trying to bring in more of a technology-based type economy, and they don't think that a document that was written over 200 years ago can be applied to everything they're trying to do. So
well,
now
you're
starting to make the technology overrun law.
Philadelphia, here's the problem you got, okay? What about a document that was written over 3,000 years ago? Okay? What you gonna do when they say that document is invalid and no longer, that's gonna happen too,
is that they're gonna start to get away from any type of religion, the Bible, or anything else. So they're gonna start as you move more into a technology based society, things like religion are gonna go by the wayside.
So we're going to put our trust in the almighty terabyte?
Yeah, basically. And the things like the Constitution are going to have to get another type of interpretation. You may see the government start to say, well, we need to amend certain laws because this doesn't apply now because we're in a different realm now.
That's the liberal, the far progressive, whatever you want to call it. That's their approach. They've done that,
right.
Like this whole marriage, between a man and a woman. They want to change, and we allow them to change the definition of stuff that's stood the test of time. I mean, like the man said, 3,000 years ago, somebody put in there that marriage was between a man and a woman, right, Jeff? Am I wrong?
That's right.
But now, and if you think they're going to stop here, I'll have to research that, Jeff, and pull that video up. But there was a woman that came on after that came out that basically said that they want to change the whole thing. They don't believe marriage should exist, period. Man and man, woman and woman, they want to get away with the whole thing.
That is what the gay rights people are pushing for.
Correct.
They are not
pushing for gays
to be married. They don't care about being married because most of them aren't thinking about being monogamous.
No.
They're thinking about having sex, and that's what they want to do because they have an out-of-controlness inside of them that is making them just go crazy, just as it is now with heterosexuals. Now, there's a whole lot of heterosexuals that are just,
Well, here's the other thing, Jeff, is there is a process. Nobody's saying that Constitution is, it's up on the wall here, was infallible. That's why you had amendments to that.
Right.
So if you identify there's a problem that the framers didn't understand, could never have envisioned, then you as a politician are to go to the people and explain that to them and then put it to the people. And you can have an amendment to the Constitution. How many of them are there, Jeff?
13 amendments.
13 amendments and then,
16 amendments. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to research that too. Shame on me for that one. But that's the process. But we don't understand the process.
Right.
We'll allow them to change the definition of something that you and I know to be factual.
Absolutely.
And then, like you said, it's the apathy. And that's what basically Professor or Dr. Crosby or, we call him Bill. That's what he said was the problem in our community was the apathy.
I got another one for you, too, after this call. But, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Our pastor was away on a mission trip, and I was asked to bring a message. And God impressed on my heart to talk about Noah and the ark. And, when I was a little girl, I always thought that the animals were brought in by Noah, that he went out and gathered them. But if you read Genesis chapter 6 carefully, you see that God called them, just like he calls men. And God called them, and they came to Noah, and he called them male and female. And I think, you know, that's a beautiful truth that we have to teach our young people. Because had he just randomly brought those animals in, they would not have had the ability to multiply, and they would have been extinct. And you think if a man had gone, you know, if Noah had not been obedient, and he had thought, you know, well, I'll just get my friends together and go in the ark and forget the women, we'd be done. So there's a perfect order in things. And we can see it, and we this is what we should be teaching our young people. I went down to our Juvenile Justice Center a couple months ago, and I read that account to them, and I said, this is the plan of God for mankind, for animal kind to be able to continue.
And I think that's universal, whether you're a Christian. I know it's in the Muslim faith. I'm not sure about Buddhism, but, you know, almost every religion that I could call out would say that marriage is between a man and a woman, but we'll allow somebody, a small, it's still a small group as far as I'm considered, Jeff.
Well, you think, many, you know, most religions accept the Old Testament teaching, and they would believe, you know, the recorded account of the flood. And so there's a truth there that is, you know, for all people. Are you familiar with the Shaker religious group?
Well, you know what? We're not going to be able to keep that through. Can you hold on through the break?
Sure.
We'll be right back after the numeration,
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. A Youngstown police sergeant is accused of trying to solicit sex from a 14-year-old rape victim. 40-year-old Robert Lodwick is on unpaid leave while an investigation continues. Lodwick is accused of online solicitation and possessing photos of the naked girl. Authorities said he started having improper contact with the girl after being assigned to investigate the girl's rape case. Police in Campbell believe a 12-year-old girl may have lied when she accused her mother's boyfriend of making sexual advances toward her. The girl's story touched off an hour-long manhunt at one point. Officials are considering charges against the girl, but such charges are not usually filed against youngsters under 13. And a Wednesday arraignment is scheduled for a Cleveland man charged with holding three women captive in his home for a decade and raping them. Ariel Castro faces more than 300 charges. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
A gout attack may prevent you from participating in everyday events that are your greatest joys. The most common form of inflammatory arthritis in men, gout affects millions of Americans. Gout attacks, which some have described as feeling like a severe burn, may occur when uric acid levels build up. Without ongoing management, gout may prevent you from enjoying life's simple pleasures. Learn more about managing this chronic illness at www.goutliving.org. This message brought to you by the...
Why should you pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter what time of the day or night it happens. By doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction, the Ainsley Group is welcome in more homes in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania than any other contractor. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling at 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff and Larry hanging out today. And we're talking about what's on your mind here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio, and at www.blogtalkradio.com/Tracy and Friends. You can tell, check us out and see what we're talking about. And we were just talking to one of our callers. Bonnie, go ahead and finish the story. You were talking about that you got sort of a thought to read that account in the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know that's why they want to discount the Bible. They don't want the Bible to be real. So they tell you it's not real. How could you believe such a thing? Yet they come up with a theory of evolution that they cannot prove by right. any means.
Right. Well, you know, with the Shaker Society, and, you know, like the Shaker Heights up in the Cleveland area.
Yeah.
Okay, they made beautiful furniture. And they had a closed community. They had beautiful gardens. I mean, these were hardworking people. But they did not believe in sexual contact. So they were a celibate group. And their, you know, their religion was very strict. The only way they could add to their numbers was to, you know, bring people in to their community.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you study the history, it's fascinating. But as the society got older and they were not appealing to, you know, the modern way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
People were not coming to join the group, and they died out. So you think this was, you know, a choice that they made, almost, you know, how monks would live in a monastery. Well, this is how the Shakers lived in their community. And the beautiful craftsmanship, I mean, the quilts that they would make, the Shaker furniture.
Wow.
All of that, you know, because, you know, they wanted to be a celibate sect and, you know, remain, you know, like they were just devoted to purity. And if they couldn't proselytize and bring, you know, people in, they died out.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting study. I saw a program on PBS.
Mm-hmm. Of the Shakers.
The Shakers. Mm-hmm.
And I thought Shaker, all the years that I've been going to Cleveland, I thought Shaker was just a name of a family or something that was well off, because Shaker Heights is a very well off area.
Yeah, you could just imagine the way they lived, that, you know, that they were very hardworking and, well, like I say, like monks in a monastery, they were self-sufficient, and they created these, you know, beautiful things. I mean, they made exquisite furniture. I mean, it was just, you know, it was rustic, but, you know, very, very strong. You know how we think today about the Amish community?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is how the Shaker community was. But... there's a proper attitude to have towards sexual conduct. And you can see the extreme. You can see where there's a group, you know, this group died out because they did not believe, you know, in sexual contact.
Was that a biblically based anything? Or
it must have been the leaders of that group decided to have this because he wanted them to live together as a family, brothers and sisters, working together, and to deny
earthly lust.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
It's a fascinating, you know, I had seen this program years ago, but it impressed me to see that, you know, for all the beauty in the way they lived together, it was dysfunctional because it wasn't God's plan.
No, it wasn't God's plan.
And this is the thing, Jeff, you know, and Larry, when you go against God's plan, to either extreme, you will have ruin.
Always.
And that's why, you know, God impressed upon me that, you know, to do that study from Genesis and talk to the young people, and then, you know, to talk again to, you know, my congregation. And the other part of that message in Genesis is that when God called those animals to Noah, they came. And so the wisdom of an animal to follow the call of God. When you think man is called by God, and we don't listen.
That is, you know, the Bible says that that he's taken the simple things,
to confound the wise. And sure enough, you know, that's a simple truth of the Bible. It's very clear. It's right there in Genesis. And it's very open, very clear. And we always get to this point where we just ignore those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had a cute little clip there. There's a nice young man that does our sound system. And I said to him, I said, can you find an old clip of Yogi Bear and Boo Boo? And I said, they were cartoon characters. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember them. And I said, because Yogi Bear was smarter than the average bear. And
that's
I said,
right.
And I said, my message is, are you smarter than the average bear? Because when God called the animals, they came. And when he's calling you, are you listening and are you obedient? And so this young man played that little clip of Yogi trying to get his picnic baskets and telling little Boo Boo that, you know, we don't have to go foraging in the woods because, you know, we'll just pick up some picnic baskets in Jellystone Park. And it was just so cute because, again, you know, God gives us a little bit of humor and then the seriousness of that message. And so, you know, that, like I said, are you smarter than the average bear? Because the average bear would come when God called.
You know what? That's a good one because, hey, who's to say, though? They might have been above average bears because it only took two of them. He only took two of them. The rest of them did not come or did not get to come. I don't know which way it was, but I don't have no questions on that one. That is not my department.
Well, you figure he called the ones that he knew would be able to procreate and multiply the earth.
But yeah.
He called the ones that were healthy and. And like I said, you know, for men and women, you know, God is showing us things and we're not listening. We're not paying attention. And that little wooing of our heart, you know, to when there's so much unrest and we can't find peace and you think all we need to do is turn to God. And there's always peace to be found. You know, you think of people who go through such tragedy. I just watched a documentary about the World War II events.
Mm-hmm.
And you think the men who fought in that war, what they witnessed, you think of the people who were harmed and you know, injured. You think of, you know, dropping the bombs, the decisions that were made. And you think, how does man live with the decisions that he's made or the actions, you know, that he's taken? 'Cause none of us are perfect. And you think, who wouldn't want forgiveness?
Well, this is true, but they have to believe that they need forgiveness first. And so we'll have to leave that one like that because we'll get further and further into biblical, and which I'm not mad at, believe you me.
But I was going to ask you a question. What do you think about this young man who revealed the information about the
I don't know. Yeah, Larry and I were discussing that earlier, and we have. I'm double on this one.
Well, that's it. I don't know that I have enough information to make a judgment, but I'm shocked to see how polarized people are. Some calling him a hero, and other people calling him a traitor. And
well, there's good reason for that because the country has been polarized by these last two elections. This has been the most divisive candidate and president that we've ever had. And he has not set a precedent to bring the people together after either election. He set a precedent to keep people embattled and in separate camps. This is not what he's doing. Now, as far as the young man is concerned, I'm not sure on this. The company that he was working for says that he was just recently fired here on the 8th or the 9th.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that was this morning. They came out with a statement. And so now I could see where he's crying, you know, sour grapes because he got that. And so, you know, I can understand. Mm-hmm. Then at the same time, he might have gotten reprimanded and fired because he told them, this is wrong, you shouldn't be doing this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know which one it was. I'm torn. I'm torn between this being a plant by the administration. They certainly wanted it out because this story would have never seen the light of day had we decided to stop it. But he did get released overseas. So that's the other thing that's going on. But
I was going to say, is he still in sanctuary in Hong Kong?
Well, he checked out of the hotel and disappeared, so we don't know.
Okay. Because that was a little unsettling that he would go there.
That's unsettling, but from what I understand, people in the intelligence community kind of go there to disappear because there's so many people. Even though it's under the control of China, it's still very Americanized and very much a place where it's capitalism driven.
Yeah, but you think if they would apprehend him and they would force him to reveal information, I think he put himself in a very difficult place.
Well, he doesn't seem to be worried about it. So I'm saying this, I don't know.
Yeah.
And if he's got that high of a clearance, which, you know, a lot of people will wonder, well, how did he get such a high clearance?
For a young man.
Well, he was a special services guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a GED, went into the service, and just because you have a GED doesn't mean you're not smart, okay? Just because you haven't gone on to college doesn't mean that you can't be smart. But he went into special services training in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do that, understand, the military teaches you no matter what. Okay? They teach you. They give you information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you a small example of that. I was a lab technician in the service, and we ran not only the manual tests to determine, you know, disease processes and levels of things in your blood, et cetera, but we had all the latest machinery and all the intermediary machinery. When I came out of there, even though I just had an associate's degree, they would not hire me in the Southside Hospital, Northside Hospital system, nor in St. E's. They wanted me to work for them for a year for free while they trained me. I said, train me to do what? I said, I seen your lab. Your lab is not even up to the standards that the military is in, and I can run your manual test as well as any of your machinery you have. I'm familiar with it all. And they said, well, that's the only way. And I don't know whether they were just not hiring black males at that time, but they hired a girl I went to school with out of dietary and trained her and paid her while they trained her.
I was going to say, who would think to, you know, train somebody for a year without compensation? That's crazy.
Well, that's not really, because they would be training you. So you, more or less, instead of you paying to get trained, but I didn't need training. I was already trained. And
okay, most people would need to, you know, to take care of their living expenses.
Exactly.
You know, like in the university,
well,
they give you an assistantship to, you know, pursue your education so that they pay you something.
I understand.
That, you know.
I understand. But anyway, you know, that's gone, you know, by the wayside in that time. It's a thing that they wanted me and to their benefit, I understand it, because they thought they had to really train me. Then, you know, then they don't need to pay me while I'm learning on the job. It's like me going to school.
Right.
You go to school and you pay for that till you get a job. And that's what I think happened here. So, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. I did what I did and followed the path that I followed. And I'm not missing any meals right now. I'll just say that. I'm not kicking up a lot of dust, but I'm not missing meals.
And the other thing I was going to ask you is, did I hear that they have?
Yeah. Can you hold on, or you want to call me back? We're going to the top of the hour, so you can call me back if you so desire.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A new round of immigration debate is underway on the Senate floor. Two test votes are set for today on the bipartisan measure, which President Obama says is a step in the right direction.
This bill isn't perfect. It's a compromise. And going forward, nobody's going to get everything that they want. Not Democrats, not Republicans, not me.
Speaking of Republicans, Florida Senator Marco Rubio is one of the authors.
We have to have a controlled system of immigration, especially in the 21st century, that measures who's coming, why they're here, who they are. Now, that may not be the way it worked 100 years ago or 80 years ago, but that's the way it has to work now.
Critics say the bill does not do enough to strengthen the borders. Race is a main issue today as jury selection continues in the trial of George Zimmerman, the Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer charged with murdering Trayvon Martin, an unarmed teenager.
Potential jurors undergo questioning from attorneys as this selection process continues for a second day. It could take all week, if not longer. Potential juror B7, as he was identified in court, told defense attorney Mark O'Mara he was familiar with the case and the emotions it raised.
Can you commit, though, that you're not going to let those external pressures affect your job as a juror?
The defense fears the jury would feel politically or socially beholden to convict. The potential juror indicated he could be fair. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Sanford, Florida.
Planned Parenthood is applauding a decision by the Obama administration to allow the morning after pill to be sold over the counter to any girl or woman, regardless of age. But not everyone agrees.
Young girls who are higher at risk for contracting STDs or for getting pregnant are going to be avoiding necessary medical screenings that could prevent such a thing. And also they're going to be avoiding contact with parents.
Anna Higgins with the Family Research Council. Apple is giving the iPhone a makeover, new colors, new apps to compete with Samsung and other Android phones. The Dow is down 106 points. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Some big changes could be coming to the Big Apple.
The sound of New York City traffic today. And in the future, a group of scientists concludes that by the year 2050, a flood zone would cover a quarter of the city's land, and normal temperatures will be more like Birmingham, Alabama's today. The report commissioned by the city in the wake of Superstorm Sandy figures local waters will be a foot to 2.5 feet higher than they are today, and that temperatures will range from 4 to nearly 7 degrees hotter on average. Mayor Michael Bloomberg expected to consider building berms, dunes, and levees. Larry Jacobs, ABC News, New York.
Oprah Winfrey giving $12 million to a museum that's being built on Washington's National Mall to document African-American history. The former talk show host had previously given $1 million to the facility. The museum officials say the total contribution of $13 million is its biggest. Construction began in early 2012, should be finished by 2015. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
PaidAtHome.com is the smarter, simpler way to make serious money. This is how you can earn from a few hundred to several thousand a month right from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 her first month, saw that jump to $5,000, and now earns way over six figures. PaidAtHome.com won the prestigious American Business Award, so join all your fellow listeners earning a lot of money. Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Paidathome.com.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again. It's 7 minutes after the 2 o'clock hour. And I don't know what the lone stranger is today, but we're going to carry on, and we're going to carry on the conversation. Give us a call here at 330-781-9600 or on our unlimited internet lines, 1-347-945-5229. And you can get and talk to us and let us know what's on your mind. If you think we're wrong, come talk to me about it. You know, let me know. We're here broadcasting live on WSOM 600 AM and on the net at WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio and at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. And you can chime in and voice your view. Tell me I'm crazy or tell me I'm makes sense. So anyway. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm looking at people, and I'm getting some attacks from the side. Some guys are trying to tell me about Katrina and how they Bush didn't help people down there. Here it is. You had 4 years of President Obama, and the black unemployment is up to, what, 14-15% that we can measure. That doesn't take into account the people of the people that can't that have stopped looking for jobs. Yeah, so it's always crazy to look at things, but people really believe stupid stuff, and I can't believe that they believe stupid stuff. How do you tell the mayor of a city and the governor of a state, have your people evacuate because it's going to be very hard for us to get in there to help them if that storm hits and the levee breaks? That's what George Bush said 3 days before Katrina hit. Okay? Now, what else? I'm just running over this just for a matter of fact. You don't have to talk about this, or you can talk about something else. Just for a matter of fact. Okay, now, you sit up there, and Kathleen Blanco says, I'll tell them when to evacuate. She and Mayor Nagin turned down Amtrak, who said, we'll get your people out of there. Just have them come to the train station. They said, no, never mind, we'll be all right. Greyhound bus, we'll get your people out of there. And they said, no, never mind, we'll be all right, because Nagin Blanco said, I'll tell the people when to evacuate. She waited 2 days before she gave the order to evacuate, and at that time they had 1 day to get out the city. Now, one, nobody had nowhere to get out because some people didn't have enough money to go anywhere. When they had free transportation, their leadership said no. Now, they turned that on the president because they hate Republicans, not because he did anything wrong, because he did not do anything wrong in this situation. He had the people ready to go, but those levees broke, and just like he said, it was going to be very difficult, because why? The infrastructure of the city was destroyed. Now, up in Katrina, the storm on the East Coast, the infrastructure of the coast, of a lot of the coast was destroyed, but not a lot of the surrounding. So it was even a little easier for them to do things up there, and they still have people. Huh?
Still haven't done it.
Still haven't done it. People still living in hotels.
But you're not hearing anything about that.
Yeah, but you don't hear. All you hear is Christie saying, gee, thanks, Mr. President, and then all these other progressives pouring into this campaign. Now, I'm not a Christie fan, as you can tell. So I'm an equal opportunity slammer, if you want to know, because I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. If you foul, I'm going to call you out. And I believe he's foul, because there was no way that you praise this guy for saying, you know, for getting the red tape and then continue to heap these praises on him until he wins the election. But I guess Mr. Christie thought that he probably would do that so he didn't have to wait 8 years if a Republican had won. You think that might have been it?
I mean,
that's my opinion, Larry. I'm not saying I'm right, but, you know.
You know, Christie's not on the national stage. He's the governor of New Jersey. And his approval ratings in New Jersey are through the roof for any governor right now to be where he's at, but especially a Republican governor with Democratic majorities in the House and the Senate.
Right.
So I'm not mad at Christie for doing what he's done. I mean, he's looking out after the people of New Jersey. Okay.
I am.
if he gets on the national stage, will I hold that against him? Probably not, Jeff, just for the simple fact that, I mean,
he's a
fiscal conservative. And he was elected as the governor to serve the best interests of the people in New Jersey. So if he can give Obama a kiss and get some extra money to help fix the mess that was there, but again, I don't see any fixing.
Yeah, I don't see any fixing either.
And I'll give you here. I was down in New Orleans 6 months after Katrina, and I didn't see FEMA. I didn't see any of those people. What I saw, Jeff, was a bunch of church folks.
Mm-hmm.
I flew down on the plane with them.
Yeah.
And they were doing is they were stripping them houses down to bare, laying the garbage on the street corner, and there it set. You know what I mean? I was down there for 2 weeks straight, and actually I was embarrassed. Because it did look like a third. We wanted to see what it was like in the north, that ninth ward, which got hit real bad. And we were following our GPS. There was four of us. And we come around a corner, Jeff, and there's a house, the whole house intact, off its foundation, sitting in the middle of the road.
Right.
And this is 6 months after. And then you've seen the, what do they call them, the Katrina cars that had all got flooded out,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, I don't know if you've been down to New Orleans, but there's ramps all over that city.
Yep.
That what they had done is like you see in a salvage yard, is they had crushed them cars and put them, stacked them on top of each other over underneath the underpasses.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you come into the city and you just did a drive-by, you wouldn't see any Katrina cars. But if you got off the beaten path, which is where we went, because basically we were down there to when I was lobbying for the school districts, that cyber school especially, because if there ever was a need to rebuild a school district, the New Orleans school district was one of them, you know what I mean? Because basically all the records were gone. They were just grabbing kids, any kids that they could, and it was wild to me. It was ironic because we're sitting there talking to these educators down there, and one of them was the superintendent of the schools, and they tried to tell us, well, they didn't try. They did tell us that they're still living Katrina. The storm never ended for them.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, but here again, Jeff, this falls back to who's going to help you, government or you? And it goes back to the, you know, and we talked about it earlier with Dr. Cosby and his speech is the apathy. I mean, I, you know, we make fun of what Sticks, we call him a prepper, right?
Yeah.
But Sticks is ready.
Sticks is ready if anything
and
jumps
so,
off.
And so, you know, A, we didn't heed the warning. It's sort of like these people down in Oklahoma. I had a nephew that was in there, down there during that time in this second one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you live down in Oklahoma. You know that's Hurricane or Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley.
Not like that. You can't prepare
who is
that?
For that. You can't.
Who is that?
You
what happened?
You
oh,
who
you can't
is that?
Prepare for that.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you can't prepare for it. But
you can't even there's no way.
You can't prepare for it, Tracy. But,
how?
I said you can't prepare
okay.
for it. But am I? It's sort of like the guy. I don't know how to give you an analogy. But if you live there, you know that's coming, right?
The problem is the government lies.
Right. So
the government lies. They need to tell people we're not going to be there.
Well, and that's
so
what I'm
don't depend on us.
So depend on yourself.
Move over, move out. Do what you have to do, because if you're waiting on us to come to save you, you're going to drop dead.
Wait a minute. Ben brought that out 1 week, remember? They're not required to be there, the police department.
Well, no,
or,
I think that was Stick that brought that out. But
no, that was Ben that brought that one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that was Ben.
Because Ben brought it out, and then Diva said she wanted to get a gun then.
Diva went online and looked it up. But, I mean, if you really think about it, the government needs to quit being so disingenuous when it comes to letting people think that they're going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because when it comes down to it, you know, they never show up for everybody as they should, and they show up for the wrong people when you need them.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we do. I mean, I remember you were doing that big fundraiser and took all that stuff out there. I remember people from outside of the state of New Jersey and New York, electrical workers, that was drove up on their own time. You know, the companies down there paid for it, and they wouldn't let them work.
They say Stone should face the death penalty if he's convicted of a charge of treason.
That's the penalty for treason.
That is
a
penalty for treason, but if
did
they
he commit
do that,
treason?
Well, if you listen to Boehner and Obama, and I mean,
was that treason?
Yeah, you sell anything that
he didn't sell
I don't think he sold it. He just gave it.
Or if he revealed anything to anybody,
no, I gotta,
that would call into you know, bring the sovereignty and the security of the United States in jeopardy, it's treason.
But can I ask this? And South Carolina, I think 267 over there, they sitting
yeah.
in the cold. But my question is, what? If you know that the government is doing something wrong, and you know that the people don't know that they're going to do it and that they're doing it, shouldn't you tell somebody?
Like Jeff and I talked about this earlier. I'm like, and actually Rand Paul. Remember, I asked you what Rand Paul. Rand said that he's reserving judgment right now. But Boehner just came on. He was on with George Stephanopoulos right here on Fox, and Stephanopoulos, and came on and called the guy. You know, said he was a treason.
But that's because he was under national security. But the question is, if the government is doing something wrong, no matter what they're doing wrong,
right?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what the whistleblower law is for. You know
but
what I mean?
The whole thing.
Go ahead.
Well, but I believe he did blow the whistle, Tracy, because like
I think he blew the whistle.
Yeah, Jeff said earlier when this was implemented underneath George W., it was calls in the U.S. international calls.
Right, only.
Only. However, now that they've changed the ball game with these secret courts and different stuff, I can do anyone.
But
now,
my question is, I think he blew the whistle.
I think
but
he blew
the problem
whistle.
Is they're trying to charge him with something that's not about blowing the whistle. They're trying to charge him with something that talks about bringing down the security of the United States, and I think they're going to use him as
but,
a... Hold on, Philadelphia. They're going to use him as a... an example. So that no matter what you find out wrong that goes on in any administration and any part of the government, that you, if you work for them and you have signed a paper, you can't tell. And I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right either. I'll go back one further. How about this private that they've held in Leavenworth in a cell, the guy that gave all the information out to WikiLeaks?
Mm-hmm. I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because what happens when the government's not right.
Mm-mm.
And if you know that they're killing people, and I need to be able to tell you that they're going to kill you, and you can't hold me for treason because you get ready to kill people in the United States that disagree with you.
Now Philadelphia did bring and it kind of ties into what I said a while back when basically the State Department was trying to throw all this Benghazi and everything and the information, throw the CIA underneath the bus,
yeah.
The Atreus was out, you
yeah.
know, and we talked about how the CIA can get back at you. You don't even know how it is. Philadelphia floated out that maybe this wasn't the Obama administration leaking this, because that's what a lot of theories about there
yeah.
is why it was leaked.
Right.
But maybe the CIA leaked this guy and did this on purpose.
Especially when he tried to throw them under the bus.
Yeah.
They leaked what guy?
This guy, Snowden.
Yeah.
The CIA leaked it, and because like Jeff said, if you want to disappear and you know you're in the covert thing. You go to Hong Kong because you know you can kind of blend in and disappear and be gone. And maybe that's what this guy is. Doing this on the behest of the CIA. I don't know. Philadelphia put it out there, and Tracy, it was shocking to me. I had
that
epiphany because I've never agreed with him on anything, but I had to think, well, maybe he got a point there. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Philly.
But also, you know, whenever these stories come about, there's a person who's a producer at that station that has to approve the story or not. If it's a story that deals with any kind of national security, a lot of times these producers will call someone at the government to confirm it or not. And if
right.
the government calls back and says, don't put that on the air, that story will not go to air. That's how much power the government has over the media. And
well, you know what?
That's can use the excuse that this guy is leaking national security secrets, do not put him on the air. Otherwise, everyone at that station is going to be charged with some type of treason.
But
so,
you know, they did that.
So that's why I'm saying that the CIA planted this story. They knew what this guy was going to say, and they allowed him to say it.
Listen, remember, they were going after the AP based upon, now let's go back, remember the Associated Press, they were going after their phone records.
Yeah,
remember
AP
that?
And then one Fox
And recorded. The one Fox guy. And they were going after their records based upon there was a leak somewhere and they needed to find out where the leak came from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've never tied those two incidents together, but could they be one and the same?
It very well could be one and the same, and also, it could also be that there's a number of things it could be. And so I'm saying this, that the administration could have done this to take the blame, take the focus off of IRS and Benghazi and Syria, because they're getting ready to have to do something in Syria because Assad ain't going nowhere. He's not thinking about it. He just took back over two cities that he had lost.
Did he cross the red line?
Huh? Oh, yeah, they crossed the red line.
Did he cross the red line?
Yeah, he's done. They're done.
Yeah, he crossed that line twice. and then again, this guy could be just like a CIA guy, and they're going to help him live happily ever after somewhere in the world.
7 billion people he could blend in.
He could blend in real, you know, nice man out in the boondock somewhere or right in the middle of a big city. Who knows?
I want to know why you came out and said I did it.
That's what my point is.
Normally that would be like deep throat. You know what I mean? You don't know who it is or where it came from. But
why would I come out and say, hey, here's my picture, here I am.
To lend, again, it ties back to what Philly said or floated out there. He wanted to have credibility instead of it being just some anonymous source.
And if the Republicans have some cojones, really, and they really look into this.
Did they grow some?
No, you see, I mean, it's been kind of broad here. Boehner, a lot of people don't realize if something were to happen to the president and the vice president at the same time, he's president.
That's why there's insurance.
Yeah, and he's speaker to house.
There's
and
insurance.
He came out and called the guy, you know, said it was
That's
treason.
Insurance.
I know.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
Air Force One and Air Force Two have to go down at the same time.
It's insurance.
Well, you know,
I would have a major problem with that.
Oh, my God.
Would Boehner come out and call the guy treason?
That's what I'm saying. I have a problem with them going after him for treason, y'all. I do.
Well, no, what he did is treasonous. That's what's going on.
He agreed to be used as a patsy. And also, I wouldn't be surprised if he's being paid by some type of government agency to do this.
No,
to take attention away from something else that the government is trying to do.
We understand that. My question is, this is a death wish.
They made mention of that. And actually, there was an article by another journalist that was at LaGuardia, and three guys, not LaGuardia. What's the
big, Kennedy? LaGuardia?
Yeah, it was Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yeah, he was at Kennedy, and they had just had a big NSA meeting, and there was three guys talking and joking, making light of the fact that he should be disappeared, which is...
That's what I'm saying.
That's,
Hold on, they killed a black man not too long ago in California. I keep on telling y'all, going back to California, the
Domer.
Domer. They burned him alive, and you ain't heard no more about none of what he was talking about.
But, Tracy, you know it's time. It's just time that he needs to just make, like, a disappearing ink or something on the pages. He just needs to have
Godfather.
The pages rubbed out. You
what,
know?
The Godfather?
Yeah, he's going
yeah,
Godfather.
Yeah, like, you know.
So when the country start turning into, you know, the mafia hit team?
No, they've always been the hit people. They just, it runs on... whether it's your people, whether it's my people, or their people, they get them whenever they need to get them. And they wipe them out and they rub them like the disappearing ink on the pages, you know.
I'm serious. They brought the man alive and we heard no more hide nor hair about the man. There's a whole bunch of other stories.
What
just disappear like poof.
No, what
who
about
was that? Ron Brown?
Who?
Ron Brown.
I'm not going down alone.
Go down with a bullet in your head.
Yeah.
A bullet in your head and a plane load of votes.
But what people should realize, these NSA computer programs of the recording of cell phone conversations have been in place for a very long period of time. And it's definitely been in place before the time of this man having a job as a technician with the NSA. I mean, these programs have been there.
My question is, we understand the programs have been there, but when you find out that your government, no matter how you find it out, is actually targeting American citizens, when do you say
enough,
and I got to go tell somebody?
Right.
I mean, that's
but everyone
I mean,
knew about
the government
about
should
them.
Never be targeting its own citizens.
And if you talked about this before this guy came out and
you'd never believe it.
That you'd have been called a conspiracy theory.
Absolutely.
You just like what's his name getting some vindication with the Bilderberg thing, what's his name? Alex Jones.
Yes.
You know, and now Bilderberg's starting to come out because
more and more
because he's shining light on it.
Bilderberg opened up in their first time in their history.
Yeah, had
a press office.
Yeah, press office.
They have a president.
But they always denied it. It existed prior to that.
So tell me, when do Americans get to say our government is foul because the politicians who were supposed to be representing the people are now spying on the people and controlling them by doing so?
Tracy, I think.
But
it goes
this
back
is not going to stop this governmental control in the form of a dictatorship type authority is not going to stop because the government does not know how to balance the advance of the technology with any type of civil liberties that are in the Constitution.
And it goes back to
the Constitution according to the advance of technology. So therefore, this type of dictatorship type state is going to increase in power, and they're going to throw out these stories as plants in the media to try to take away attention from other things they're planning to do.
We understand
that.
My question is, that's not my question. My question to you is, when do Americans stand up and say file?
We don't understand that we are the government. Jeff said it earlier. We have the control. And it goes back to apathy, lack of understanding how government works, and, again, people just giving up their freedom.
Because when I see the media in the morning, and I know for a fact that if this had happened under a Republican administration, the liberals would have been wacky. They would have. Anytime the Republican Party, the conservatives, any of those people agree with the ACLU, you know there's a problem. There's a serious problem here. We never.
All you can do as ordinary citizens is try to contact different media agencies to do an investigation into what's going on.
Philadelphia. Listen, you can't go after media agencies if the people on the media agencies are making excuses based upon their partisan politics. Because I'm watching Mika Brzezinski lose her mind trying to validate what's going on here. And I really believe with all my heart this kid named Snowden, as wrong as he may have been, is as right as he should have been.
Yes.
Because he should have – America – When you go to sign up for anything that you're doing, they make you sign an agreement letting you know that we use this information for whatever, phones, whatever. You should not be able to spy on American citizens. Now, I understand that you can specializedly target people, but for you to target everyone in the United States of America for no good reason, that is a form of terror.
Well, also,
and now we're playing
war
with terror on the American public. And so, actually, the Taliban has actually won and is winning.
Yeah.
Because it's
actually
the Constitution of the United States of America.
Tracy, they're taking it down to the state level. Well, there's a bill working its way through the New Jersey, Governor Christie's playground, that would make it, like right now, if you the police officer wants to see your phone, you don't have to give it to him. He has to go get a warrant or get a judge sign off.
And they're trying to stop that.
There's a bill working its way through now that if the police officer suspects, you know, he can take your phone and go through your phone regardless.
Right now, when you get stopped, they're saying that if you've been arrested for
a
period of time now, they can actually swab you for DNA and put you in a database.
Yeah. On arrest, and remind you that arrest does not mean you're guilty of anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so they're going to take your DNA
regardless. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think people understand the true intention of the Constitution when it talks about illegal search and seizures, because that's what they experienced over there before they came here. That's why they put it in there.
In the name of security, you should not give away your freedom. It's better for you to die being free than for you to die, but to be free in bondage.
Yes, and those liberals or progressives, Jeff, that talk about the Constitution needs to be revisited.
Right.
No, it doesn't. Those guys were smart when they put it in there like that, when they talked about
that. They were smart, and because of how they arrived at the Constitution, which was by these guys, whether they were true believers or not, fasting and praying together and then coming together, meeting and putting together this document, that was the most remarkable document ever and the strongest of any country ever in existence.
And if you're not careful, what's happening right now, you think that they will not target you. But let me say this.
The reason why they're targeting
Philadelphia, stop.
Yes.
When you start going into hate speech, when you start getting into ideologies and ideologies that are in opposition to the American government, you're supposed to be able to protest the American government because you're unsatisfied with it.
Right.
And when they start targeting you as terrorist groups and using the information that they've gathered on you and then holding you accountable for those actions and you can't say anything about it, it's going to come to a neighborhood near you.
Right. Well, think about it. Not only that, like I'm agreeing with you, there's probably tied in there.
Hello.
The IRS, by stopping or basically threatening people that had donated to these groups, you know, and then leaking those groups, the guys that did go and donate, then leaking that information and targeting them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
The reason why they knew Romney's tax returns wasn't because he gave it to them, but because they already went in and found the
information.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's illegal. That's a wrong. So when we talk about treason, when we talk about government overreach,
mm-hmm.
and the American people have to wake up.
Yeah, because when these guys complain, said, hey, they're unfairly targeting me. I mean, even our dear friend, the Republican chairman down at down in Columbiana County, he was audited right after. I mean, the day after the election.
Local call, you're in there.
Just real quick. On a lighter note, I grew up in the 50s and the 60s. My mom used to always tell me, be careful what you say. They're always listening to you on the phone. And this was back in the 60s and 70s. So she always thought somebody was watching or listening or following you all the time when I was growing up. As a result, I'm a paranoid adult, but that's okay. Okay, that's all I wanted to contribute.
But you know what, about your mom?
Yeah.
She may have been overreaching at the time, but it was prophetic when she said it.
Yep.
Well, yeah, she had me paranoid as a little kid going in the grocery store. Keep your hands out of your pockets. Have your hands where people could see them. They'll think you're stealing.
Well, she was right about that.
They got party lines. They used to have party lines. And she said, oh, they might have a party line. Somebody can hear what you're saying, and the government's listening to you. And this was back in the 60s, so I don't know. I guess
Listen, it's one, you know, they tapped Martin Luther King's phone, and they shouldn't have. He wasn't doing anything wrong for them, and we didn't cry foul when we found it out. Now they're tapping all our phones, and now we're still not crying foul. I promise you, it's going to hurt us in the end.
I tell you what, if they're listening anyway, you should give them a run for their money and say, give them something to listen to. That's how I feel about it. If they're sitting and watching me on TV, I'll give them a show. I'll tell them what they want to hear. Yeah, fight and overthrow, yeah, fine. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye, thanks.
But also, the reason why they're randomly targeting the population, because the immigrant population has grown dramatically over the past 20 years. We've allowed over 100 million immigrants into the country. So they don't know who's in the country. So in order to target Al-Qaeda or any type of terrorists that they believe are Muslims, they have to listen to all the telephone conversations. Because when 9/11 happened...
They don't have to listen, Philadelphia. They don't listen. The problem with me is not that they did it. The problem with me is that they did it and didn't tell anybody about it. See, my problem is not with them doing it. My problem with them is that they did it under the cloak of secrecy.
But there's a lot of
America,
things the government does and doesn't tell you about it. And they claim that they keep it private because it's a matter of national security.
That's what I'm saying. This ain't no national security. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to tell people who you're targeting, but you need to let me know that it would behoove you to shut up because I have the capacity and the capability to target you through your phone.
Well,
local call, you're there.
I'm positive that this guy this guy was not able to do all of this upon his own.
Sure, he was. Yeah. Yeah, he was.
He
hasn't really revealed a whole lot of anything.
No. He did. They didn't tell it all. And now they're going to kill him.
Yeah, they're going to try to kill him. But the thing is I wonder who's going to kill him.
That's the question.
that's the question.
Well, Putin told him he's got a place to stay.
Putin
told him he got a
place. Putin told him, said he's welcome with open arms.
Oh, he get ready to call the KGB for real.
See, this is what's getting me, you know, and I was telling people that this thing is coming, you know, coming down so you can see who people really are. And
Putin was a friend.
Putin is not. We'll be a little more flexible after an election. That's who Putin is.
Exactly.
Putin got this guy churning, and he's ready to give up arms and let down arms while China and Russia ain't going to give up nothing.
So why are we letting down arms?
Because he's a fool, and I hate to say it that way, but he's an intellectual fool. And when you believe in your ideology a certain way, you can't help but be a fool when you don't consider the danger. This is dangerous. Al-Qaeda is dangerous.
Now we understand. Do you understand what war on terror is?
I understand.
When we talk about 9/11,
uh-huh.
And hold on, Diane, when we talk about 9/11 and we say in 9/11, you know, you're supposed to It was about all about the freedoms of America, and they no longer wanted you to have them. Look at what you've done to your Constitution.
Shredding it and giving up your freedom.
In the last 12 years.
And like you said, the terrorists are winning.
They're winning. And we don't. And we're too dumb to see it because we got a cell phone and a six-pack.
And we think we're good.
Ooh, something's wrong. Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, I was going to say a little, just as a little humor, but I understood that that young man wanted to go to Iceland. I think they're going to put him on ice. he's going to end up out in
sleeping with the fishes.
Exactly. But I agree with you, Tracy. I think they should have said, there should have been a forewarning that because they, you know, feel the threats have intensified, they are going to be doing, above and beyond surveillance, and it could mean that they would be listening in. Because you think how much information is on the phone. If you pay a bill and you give your credit card number or you call a doctor's office for results of a test, there's so many things you tell somebody over the phone and you say, now, I'm telling you this in secrecy. I don't want it to get back to my family. Or, you know, whatever. It's outrageous.
Not
you know
only
what?
That, every political guy that had some kind of Bill Clinton type of
Lewinsky?
Yeah. Bill, think about it. Wiener, Petraeus, the other general that was involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And all these guys were betrayed by their emails. Mm-hmm. I mean, it got so bad with Petraeus that they weren't sending their emails. I don't know if you read how they did that. Basically, they had a email account that they both knew the password to. He would type in his messages and not send it.
And they still found out.
And leave it as a draft and then log out, and then she would do it. And so there was no electronic thing, but they still got that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They never sent the emails. He would go in, tell her, you know, meet
and
her here.
And they went into his account.
They went into his account and got it. So that's why it gives me pause when I see Boehner.
I'm Mark Lavoy, WSOM News.
Go back. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, it gives me pause to think that Boehner comes on here and says this guy's treasonous, mm-hmm. just like Obama and the rest of the administration are saying he's treasonous, right? So
I don't think it's treason.
Maybe, I don't think it's treason, but maybe that's their private thing to.
But they need to let people. They should tell people. Listen, you know, if I'm getting ready to get into a fight, mm-hmm. Larry, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna whip you.
Yeah.
So you know, so you need to be prepared
for a whooping.
For a whooping, because when I get there. You need to put on your armor and everything because I'm going to whip you. It's just that simple. I'm America. I got the big guns. I'm coming after you. And so if you want to talk on the phone, talk on the phone.
Yeah.
But let's so that you all Americans know, when you talk on the phone, I'm paying attention.
So you're taking the Ronald Reagan approach of peace through strength.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What'd you say, Diane?
I was going to say, with concealed carry, if you were stopped in your vehicle, don't you right away have to tell them, I have a concealed carry license?
Yes,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, why don't they trust the American people?
Because they're bad.
I know, but like you said, I think we should have been forewarned, and then it was on us what kind of business we would conduct on the phone or on the Internet.
Because, and this is the issue, for some reason our politicians think they are, we put them in for them to represent themselves. And I don't think they understand the Constitution themselves.
No.
They're there to represent the people. And even if the people make a bad decision, it's up for them to carry out the agenda that the people set forth, not for them to carry out their own personal agendas. That's why I have a problem when people come out and tell me that they're for gay marriage, but they sit on a Republican platform. Because, see, I don't care what you're for. The question is, are you going to stand on the platform in which you're supposed to stand on?
Yes, and there's a process that if you don't like that platform,
then you need to get off that stage.
You need to, yes.
Well, it's just like membership in any organization. If you don't believe in the tenets of
then you don't need to be there.
Exactly. Either they should take your membership or you should, resign.
And what makes America so great is you can lobby for them to change the tenets of your organization. But if they decide to keep the organization the way that it is, it's my business, and you need to leave.
Exactly, because I can find another association.
Absolutely.
But, you know, every time something like this happens, I am so taken back, and I think, what a sad day for America. I mean, you know, we've had so many sad days. If I didn't have faith, you know, it would be a hard thing to carry on. But I think,
We really have been through it, and I think they're racing into this, immigration issue, and they have all these other issues that have not been resolved or have been very poorly addressed. And I think what ruinous path.
Listen, they don't want to solve immigration. They don't, and we got to take a break so we can, because we got to get out of here in a minute. But they don't want to solve immigration. They want to put a Band-Aid on it, and they want to do it under the cloak of whatever else is going on, push something down our throats, give a whole bunch of people amnesty, make a bad piece of legislation like they did the health care bill, and think they did something. That's what it's all about. Because they really don't want to do. Listen, we got to go take a break real quick. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 24 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
What's coming up? The Cumulus Health Club and the Center for Physical Health in Canfield present today's health tip. Here's Director Mary Beth Romeo.
The Center for Physical Health would like to help you take charge of your health by getting involved in physical activity and learning how to exercise properly and to eat healthier. We offer a variety of classes and programs to help you reach your goals. Eat right, think right, and move right. Visit thecenterforphysicalhealth.org for more information.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by the Center for Physical Health in Canfield. From physical therapy, the treatment of chronic pain from sports injuries, or taking your performance to the next level, the Center for Physical Health can help you eat right, think right, and move right. Visit us on the web at thecenterforphysicalhealth.org.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. But Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Vitality, that special something that puts a spring in your step and a smile on your lips. Sometimes an illness, injury, or surgery can knock the vim and vigor right out of you. If that's the case, the therapy staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you recover energy, endurance, and a sense of vigor. With progressive exercise and gentle persuasion, the rehabilitation staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you find your get up and go. Help you regain that feeling of vitality that makes every day a good day, a day to smile about. To find out more, call Crandall Medical Center at 330-938-6126 or visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com. Call 330-938-6126 anytime. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring. A good place to get better.
He wakes up, sniffs around.
Okay, admit it. You started to sing the song, and you may have downloaded the ringtone. But the real fun begins when you go to SweetJack.com and sign up. It's free, easy, and in seconds you can join the 2 million people who love SweetJack. The SweetJack team finds the hottest local deals exclusively for SweetJack members. Your favorite restaurants, shops, and salons all partner with SweetJack to bring you great experiences at great prices. Sign up today and get an extra 10% off.
SweetJack.com.
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with exclusive deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver and get $50 instant savings, plus a $25 Golfsmith gift card. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece Rocket Blades iron set and score a $50 Golfsmith gift card, because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank Jeff and Larry for holding down the fort while I was out goofing off. I was really trying to do, you know. I started not to come, but I had to have a number, and the number was here. So
I wish this was TV so they could see Tracy today.
What? Don't I always look like this?
Yes, Tracy, you always look like that. Because last time I was making a joke, I got Jeff and Sticks and them in trouble. So, yeah, you look like that all the time, Tracy. In her summer dress, I'm telling
it's
y'all.
It's summer outside. It's June.
You had your eyes did yesterday, so what's up with today?
That's too much work.
No. You're going to have to get too much work. No, you're doing big things, so you can't be.
It's radio.
No.
Radio.
You gotta look good on radio too.
Not on radio.
You look good, but the thing is you need that. The eye shadow you had yesterday was slamming. That was happening.
It was radio. It's radio. I'm
it
doing good
matter.
To have on clothes.
What happens if somebody comes? Oh, you gotta have on clothes.
It's radio.
You got two men's up in
there. I got men's in there. Okay. It's radio.
You can't
do
that.
I'm trying to find a date for a party.
When?
I got a couple of them to go to, and I ain't got no date.
Oh,
all y'all,
man. Where's Kionk at when you need him?
There's a group. It's next Saturday. It's up in Garrettsville. It's called Concord 51. Young, it's 35 and under, professionals that started in upstate New York. It's gathered big steam. Be three congressmen up there. I think Portman's coming. But it's all young kids.
35 and under?
Yeah.
I got a problem. I just hit 35.
Okay. 35 plus 10, 20.
Don't start, Larry.
I ain't as old as y'all.
I ain't as old as you people.
Oh, you got me.
Don't let her
know. Jeff's the one surprised me. Jeff,
old cat.
No.
Yeah, but look at Jeff. He don't look as age.
It don't matter. Jeff, old cat.
Listen.
Jeff, old.
Tracy wants to make everybody think she's younger than me.
Jeff, I ain't got no gray hair, and I don't color it. Like you
had gray hair since second grade.
I don't have gray hair.
I had gray hair since second grade.
I've had gray hair all through my life.
I got a doctor for you. He's going to come on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He puts hair back.
I could grow hair. I just like it like this.
I heard that, man.
Yeah, I shave twice a week.
See, Larry's a manly man. He can do this. Okay. See, I'm a man. I can't do it. I got to have some hair. My head, I got a big, square, knotty head. I can't do it.
That's what they said. The joke, you know, was that God only created so many perfect heads, the rest he covered with hair.
Yes, I heard that.
I've been fortunate. I can shave, and I don't, you know, I keep it like this. I've had it like this for the last 10 years. Actually, I wore not the gigantic afro, but I had a nice afro in high school. And when I went to the Naval Academy, I remember the guy, the barber, was in there. He said, "No, I want you," because most everybody else had, you know, their haircut. He said, "No, I want you right here." So I got my first peel back then, and then I, you know,
you didn't have a Jerry curl.
No.
Or did you have naturally Jerry curl hair?
It was kind of natural.
He had natural Jerry curl hair.
I did too.
I didn't have the dripping and all that. No,
you didn't have the dripping.
No.
But I,
you how you gonna have a fro and a Jerry curl? You can't.
I just had it.
Oh,
you can't. It was a little tight.
Hey, that's where Jerry curl goes when it dies. It becomes a fro.
He said it goes to die.
Yes, it does. 330-781-9600 1-347-945-5229 If you want to get in the last 5 minutes, like some of you all do. So we know how that
is. Like what? Rick ain't called in a couple
of times. No, he ain't called. He might be busy.
I'm just very, very concerned, and I hope that our listening audience will go out, and when we talk about things here, people are at work, and they don't always get to listen. But sometimes we come up with some really profound points of thought that you need to go and share with other people. Because, you know, charging this young man with treason and setting, making him an example of don't tell anything that you know on the government is not a good precedent, I think.
No.
Especially when he came back and told the American people that your government is spying on you. What he did was he's trying to save you and make you and jar you into waking up. For whatever reason, for whatever cause, whatever made him do what he did, I want to applaud Mr. Snowden, because I want to know. And even though I'm not seeing anything on my phone, you know, if you want to know, I got bad credit, good credit. If you want to know, you know, how I spend and my metadata, you know that. But for you to spy on me and not let me know, that's kind of scary. And they call it national security.
And if it wasn't a right that's granted and given to you,
yeah.
right? I guess yeah. if we grew up in China.
That's something. But it's not China.
It's not China.
It's not China.
So, you know, to take something that's been given to you.
And always screaming about the freedom of America. We got to have gay rights because it makes people free. You got to have kids. Now, right now, President Obama decided he's no longer going to fight making sure that young girls can go inside the pharmaceuticals and get the day after period, no matter what age they are, and it's okay because it's their right and all that kind of right. Now you go, but you can listen to me, and it's not my right for you to know that you're listening. Come on, man.
Yeah, I equate it to like you said on the school board. Did you ever have to go through any contract negotiations?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when I went through them, I remember there was some stuff in there. I was like, man, we gotta really talk to them about this. And they was like, oh no, you can't get that.
Why
you
not?
Can't, because it's already in the contract. You can't take it out.
And have they told you that you can't take it out? That just ticked me off. I just want the teachers to come to school dressed up and look like they were people.
Yeah, but you can't take that out. It's sort of like this.
No, buster.
You
cannot bust a sag.
Yeah, you didn't give me my right to privacy, and then now you're going that you took it away and didn't ask me?
I'm serious. I went in
there. I may have given it to you.
I asked them. I said, well, why can't we go and make teachers, you know, dress professionally like they should? Well, you can't because it's not in the contract. They can dress as they choose. It's in the contract.
Let's put it in there.
What do you mean? And that's not one of our sticking points. What do you mean it's not one? We only have 300-minute contact time. What do you mean? So after 301, I got to go? What?
Well, I remember my biggest one is because I was in the industry and I was looking at the healthcare. This was in 2004, and I was like, man, our teachers aren't paying anything, zero. They were paying zero.
They need to pay into it. Oh, no, you can't let that happen.
You can't do that.
Why not?
I was like, why not? Yeah, exactly. Because I've seen the bills.
Everybody else does.
No.
It's something that we need to really wake up, and we need to wake up our neighbors who are asleep, our family members, because it's amazing how our family members are asleep.
Right. I guess not be afraid either, Tracy, because I've lost some. I wouldn't call them friends, because if they were friends, I wouldn't have lost them over a political disagreement. But there's some people. I mean, I think I lead Facebook in the defriended thing.
No, Jeff does. Jeff does.
I got more haters on Facebook. I even got a cousin that hates me on
Facebook. Jeff's trying to be explained. I just put articles on there that they'd be like, I can't believe you put that up there. Well, I want y'all to know something. I just wanted to go back and read it. I need to put it in a safe place. And so my Facebook page is a safe place.
I got one for you, Jeff. I saw the haters.
You saw the haters when I put that girl on there with the Obama phone.
It was something about hating. If you know, don't worry about it. Now, I'll find it. I got it here before we get off the air.
Tomorrow, Six and I will be here. Joseph Farrar is going to be with us tomorrow afternoon. I'm sorry that Willard couldn't make it. I've got some issues trying to get England in. He doesn't Skype. I don't Uvu. We don't connect. I don't have international long distance, so I got to figure out a way to get him here and him there, or me there.
I got to see what I do, because maybe he can do it through mine.
And so we got to figure this out, and hopefully we'll make this happen.
It says, dear haters, I have so much more for you to be mad at. Just be patient.
Hey, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Larry, thanks for coming in and hanging out with Jeffrey. And Jeff coming in and hanging out and making sure things were set up in order and things were done.
Hey.
I appreciate it.
This is the new moniker for the administration.
Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on
Why is it blame it on the boogie?
Because they have so many concerts happening. They have so many concerts.
And they're still partying.
And they're still partying. No Michael Jackson, but I bet you they got a Michael Jackson looking like
that.
And they have a concert at the White House.
God bless you guys. We'll see you guys then.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.afternoons.com.